Okay, my name's Ian Paisley. I'm a Member of Parliament for North Antrim, and I'm here with the Youth Member of Parliament, Rebecca Connolly, for Northern Ireland, and we're sitting in the cloisters of Westminster Abbey beside the 1065 Chapel, and right beside it, the 1260 Chapter House, which are magnificent buildings here in London.
So I just want to ask you a few questions about some of the beliefs of the Youth Forum as well as Youth Parliament. So the first thing, sir, do you agree with votes at 16?
Well, personally, I do. I think John Bercow, the Speaker of Parliament, made a very good point in his speech today. He said if we want to earn the respect of our young people, then we've got to show them respect. And I think that our young people are maturing much quicker now. They've got a contribution to make. I can see soldiers joining our army at the age of 16. I can see seamen join our army at the age of 16 and 17 and asked to serve this country. Why can't they vote in this country? And that I trust the young people with the future of Northern Ireland, with the future of the United Kingdom. And I think that we should accept the inevitable that, especially when olds voted in the Scottish referenda, why should they be denied the vote this year in their general election? So I think it's going to happen, and I do in principle support it.
Brilliant. And if 16-year-olds were to get the vote, do you think it would have a knock-on effect in any way to our even local elections?
Well, I think it would certainly invigorate it with some more interesting people and some more interesting voters. But I think people are a reflection of their society, so I don't fear. There's a lot of people who tend to fear this view that if you bring young people in, it'll change dramatically the whole system of government that we have or the whole belief structure. Young people reflect who has gone before them and reflect who are coming after them, and therefore I don't fear it. I think it's a good thing.
Brilliant. And the next thing we're going to talk about is living wage. The Parliament did vote that living wage is going to be our next campaign. So first thing, sir, are you a living wage payer?
Yes, most importantly I am. And indeed in Parliament, again, John Bercow has been a great leader of this. I mean, he actually ensured that everyone who works in Parliament on this estate is paid the London living wage, which, you know, because of London Lane, is higher. And it's a good principle upon which to base it. And I do believe, I'm a great supporter of the national minimum we have to start with anyway, and to see that developing. Now, there's a lot of need, especially in Northern Ireland, and I think that if you employ people, you should treat them with respect. And more importantly, you get the best out of them if you pay them properly.
Brilliant. And do you think there's anything, a notable pro of paying the living wage? Can you see any great benefits?
I think the notable pro is that, you know, you tell a person not only are you respected for the work you do, but you earn commensurate with that respect. And it shows that, you know, their time, the most precious thing you and me own as people, as human beings, is time. It's the only thing we actually have. We can give of our time and use our time. And so if I'm paid fairly for the use of my time, then I think that that itself reflects that we can get more from people.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rebecca.